Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, no, I think it was we just wanted to kind of get them back on their heels, and we got a break. Dona made a nice play up the wall, and then good talk by the bench to tell us we had a little bit of two-on-one and a two-on-two, and Claude made a great play there, got the puck in the net.
What can you say about what Josh Dona brings to this lineup?
No, he's a dog. It's great. He's been awesome. A lot of positive energy off the ice, just a happy-go-lucky kid. It's just a lot of positivity. Just great to be around, a lot of fun to be around, and his work ethic is unmatched out there. So it's been great, a lot of fun playing with him.
You get him out there, and then you have Benson back in the lineup. You get two guys that are playing that way. You guys seem to just really just generate and feed into that.
Am I not playing that way?
You're playing. You're a lot bigger than
that. Donny's not that small. Benny's a little bit smaller. But no, I thought Benny had a really good game coming in, missing the first couple. Tough bounce there. He was itching. He was ready. He was excited. I thought he had a really good game. Turned the pucks over. Really tenacious out there. It's a lot of fun playing with him, too. And obviously, it didn't last that long, but I thought him and Tom were really good. And then when Cooley jumped in and whoever we had, short bench, and everyone was just one after another, it's a lot of fun.
Did you guys just
fuel this team tonight? Was that a point? Did you reach a point where you said enough is enough, or you said let's reset? What fueled this team?
No, I think we just kept playing. I think we just played with a lot more speed tonight. We were a little bit more assertive, honestly. We were just trying to have fun out there. I thought everyone was smiling, hooting, hollering. A lot of energy. It was contagious. You feel it on the bench, even when stuff was going wrong. And guys were very taking accountability, and they were going out there and trying to be better next shift. No one was perfect out there tonight, but I thought we were all working for each other, and that's what it makes it easy. I mean, we're able to help each other and make up for mistakes, and ended up turning a lot of it into offense too.
You guys just need to get a break. I mean, that first goal, it's your first power play goal, your first lead, and you get one off the glass and you get a break finally. They go your way. Did you guys just need to get a break to go your way?
It's a shooter's goal, ask Quinny. No, it was great. It was a little bit of a lucky bounce there. But, yeah, I mean, I thought that we could have used that break a couple games ago. But we just kind of rolled with the momentum, and they had a good pushback, and I thought we matched it well, and we just kept pushing. Every time they pushed back, we just pushed back a little bit harder, and then that's why we ended up winning the night.
How about just the way you guys went to the net? I mean, you guys went to the net. Your goal was a case. You're right by the net. I mean, there were a lot more plays like that in this game.
Yeah, no, we had a mindset and a mentality going in that we wanted to make it hard on their goalie. We haven't been good enough at going to the net. I just tried to go in there and lead by example, and I got a lucky bounce there, and Bryce had a great shot. I mean, honestly, that play doesn't start unless Dona wins that battle in the corner. It was a hard-working play. Got it out to Bryce, and, yeah, I was able to put it home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.